24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Time for the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Cybersecurity agency probes Chavinga's denied audio recording. SARW criticizes government's slow response to Kanona mine disease incident. And in global news, humanitarian groups warn Gazans wasting away as mass starvation spreads. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Cybersecurity Agency has disclosed that it is currently investigating the authenticity of a leaked audio recording involving Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga and Community Development Minister Doreen Mwamba. In the recording, which Mr. Chavinga has dismissed as artificial intelligence, AI, the Mafinga lawmaker is suggesting involvement in a government conspiracy in the Edgar Lungu burial saga. In an interview with Phoenix News, the Cybersecurity Agency Director General, Dr. Schmidt Chintu, said the agency is analyzing the audio along with other suspected AI-related cases. Dr. Chintu says an update will be given by relevant authorities once investigations into the matter are concluded.
Yeah, there is definitely great abuse in social media. We look at all cases that contentious and may have been generated. Yeah, a number of cases that come through, and some are ruled out, obviously, because they are found to have potentially been generated.
The Southern African Resource Watch, SARW, has expressed concern over government and stakeholders' slow response to the Kanona manganese mine disease incident, which occurred 4 years ago and has left hundreds of people ill. According to reports, blood samples were collected from 281 Southern Africa Ferro Alloys Limited employees by the Occupational Health and Safety Institute at the time the disease was first detected in 2021, with 271 testing positive for manganese levels above normal. SARW Senior Research and Advocacy Officer Edward Lange, however, says continuous assessments indicate that the number has continued to grow and is now in excess of 400 affected individuals among the former employees. He has attributed the slow pace at which the compensation process and negotiations are going to lack of leadership from government on the matter, further expressing concern with the quality of health of the affected people, majority of whom are young. Mr. Lange adds that his organization is also concerned about the Human Rights Commission. Mr. Lange adds that his organization is also concerned that the Human Rights Commission has yet to release its findings on the incident, threatening to escalate the matter to the international community if the relevant authorities do not expedite the process to help the victims.
We don't want to attract the international community over something that we can resolve as a country. We can resolve it as stakeholders. Otherwise, the situation is very, very bad because these people have continued to languish. They are still sick. And we are struggling with the numbers where the assessment has gone to 400, to over 400.
The Zambia Land Alliance is optimistic that newly appointed Commissioner of Lands, Shadrack Mbewe, will address the deeply entrenched issues of illegal land acquisitions and encroachments across the country. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole says Mr. Mbewe's leadership is crucial in restoring order and fairness to the land sector. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Musole says the Alliance expects Mr. Mbewe to take decisive measures to bring sanity and transparency to land administration. He says a thorough investigation, a prosecution of offenders, and implementation of robust land registration and management systems are necessary, and hopes the new Commissioner of Lands will restore integrity and accountability within the Ministry of Lands.
We hope that the issues that the President has raised will be addressed, because we continue to see land illegalities, illegal land acquisitions, encroachments, and so forth. So we hope that the new Commissioner of Lands is going to pay attention to that. But more importantly, we'd like to request that appeal to government to strengthen the systems, because at the end of the day, it is the systems that are in place that will matter.
Former Patriotic Front National Chairman Davis Chama says he is ready for any outcome when the court delivers its judgment in the matter where he is accused with Brian Nyoni of shooting a UPND cadre, Mushaokwa Mushaokwa, during the Mulovezi by-election in 2015. Mr. Chama, who has previously served jail time as a former Minister of Defense, expressed confidence in the judicial process, stating that he is both physically and mentally prepared for whatever judgment the court will deliver. He has told Phoenix News that with all the facts and evidence given before the courts of law, any outcome will be respected. In this case, Mr. Chama and Mr. Nyoni face one charge of committing acts intended to cause grievous harm, contrary to Section 224A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. In November 2024, Justice Mbosi ruled that Mr. Chama, the first accused, and Mr. Nyoni, the second accused, had a case to answer and therefore needed to present their defense. The Mongo High Court has set the 1st of August 2025 as the date to deliver its verdict.
We are ready for the judgment, which will be passed on the 1st of August, and most of the things were said in court. The evidence was presented and the facts were presented before court. So I'm pretty sure that the Zambian judiciary has all the facts pertaining to what happened. My mindset is basically ready. I spent some days at Woodland Police Station. I spent some days at Livingston Police Station in the cell. And mentally, we are ready to be in jail. We are not scared about being in jail anyway. Those who think that we are scared, they are mistaken.
In global news, more than 100 international aid organizations and human rights groups are warning of mass starvation in Gaza and pressing for governments to take action. Medicine Sans Frontiers, MSF, Save the Children and Oxfam are among the signatories of a joint statement that says their colleagues and the people they serve are wasting away. Israel, which controls the entry of all supplies into the territory, rejected the organization's statement and accused them of serving the propaganda of Hamas. Their warning came as Gaza's Hamas-run ministry, health ministry rather, said another 10 Palestinians had died as a result of malnutrition in the last 24 hours. The BBC now reports on this and other global stories.
The World Health Organization has demanded full access for aid into Gaza, saying Palestinians are suffering man-made mass starvation. Israel's president has insisted his country is acting within international law. The latest talks between Russia and Ukraine have broken up after less than an hour. There have been no major announcements. Officials in Turkey say more than 10 forest and rescue workers have been killed while battling wildfires in the central province of Eskişehir.
This is the 8 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has urged the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to put to full use